Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. We welcome you this morning. We welcome you in the sanctuary. We welcome you if you are joining us via Facebook or YouTube Live. You are joining us. We're streaming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, from Taylor Tabernacle, where Elder Jonathan Ford is our pastor. We are so happy you tuned in this morning. We're so happy you are worshiping with us this morning. Hey, this morning, just for a few minutes, we're going to start out where we are. It's kind of gloomy and light this morning. But this morning, let's give God praise. Just give him, you can give him a patty cake praise. You can give him a loud praise. But let's just give him some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Bless his name this morning. Hallelujah. Bless his name this morning. We glorify him this morning. We thank the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We thank you, God. We ask for traveling mercy, God, for those still on their way in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We lift your name on high, God. We thank you this morning. We're not ashamed to give you glory this morning. We're not ashamed to praise you this morning. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to the Lamb of God this morning. Hallelujah. If he's done something for you, hallelujah. If he's done something to you, hallelujah. If you feel it down on the inside, give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Amen, 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 amen. Don't you feel better after that? Doesn't it lighten something inside of you? Amen, hallelujah. You can go back to eating pancakes if you're at home. That's okay. We won't tell the pastor. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, but before you grab that fork, grab your Bibles first, and we're going to go to the Word of God. We're going to go to Proverbs 16 this morning, verse 1 through 8. Come on. Stand with me on your feet when you have it. Amen. Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. If you have it, say amen. If you don't, say wait a minute. Amen. Proverbs 16, 1 through 8. Amen. Amen. The Word of God says, the preparations of the heart in men and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies be at peace with him. Amen. Amen. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. Amen. Amen. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies be at peace with him. Amen. 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 May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace. Most holy and wise Father, this morning we thank you, God. We bless your name this morning, Lord. Oh, God, help us to walk in your ways, God. Yes, God, we want to walk in the path you've laid out for us, God. Help us to walk in righteousness, God. And only with you can we do that, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we come to your throne, God, as humbly as we know how this morning, God. Lord, we ask you to remember those among us who are sick this morning, God. Touch their hearts, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch their families, God. Hold them in the hollow of your hand. Your loving arms engulf around them, God, this morning, Lord. We know you're able. You're the doctor that has never lost a case, God. And we call on you this morning, God, for those that stand in the need this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for traveling mercies, God, for those that are on their way, God, this morning. And we thank you for that, God, in advance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Make this edifice, your house, God, a shining example, God, on this corner, Lord. Help us to lead someone to your marvelous light, God. Help us to help those who are less fortunate, God. Help us to help this sin-sick world, God. In the name of Jesus, God, this morning, we just give you glory this morning, God, just because it is due, just because you've been so good, God. You've been so good, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We couldn't praise you enough, God. We thank you, God, for all you've done, God, and all you've yet to do, God. We thank you that you stepped from eternity into time, God, and you made a way, God. We thank you for the doors you open, God, that no man can shut in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for the doors you shut and didn't let us go through, God. Hallelujah. Some of us are standing here this morning, God, only because of your grace this morning. And we give you glory, God. We thank you for your mercy this morning, God. We know, God, that we wouldn't be here without your mercy, God. There's nothing we could do, Lord. There's nothing we can say, God. It is only your grace and your mercy, God, that have brought us this far, God. We give you glory this morning, God. We lift you up on high this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God, because we know you're worthy, God. We can't do it, God, but we know you can. We know nothing is impossible to you, God. And we thank you this morning. This morning, God, we are not ashamed to proclaim that we are your children, God. We thank you, God. We simply say hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The highest praise we know, God. The utterance of our mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help it to be pleasing in your sight, God. In the name of Jesus. If our hearts aren't right, God, Lord, cleanse them this morning, God. Wash us in your precious blood, God. Make us worthy, God. Worthy to be used by you, God. Open our hearts and our minds, God, to be receptive of your word this morning, God, even if it cuts to the joint and tomorrow, God. We thank you this morning, God. We give you glory this morning, God. We praise your name this morning, God. Hallelujah this morning, God. Hallelujah this morning, God. Hallelujah this morning, God. Oh, I give you glory this morning. I thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you. I give you praise this morning, God. I give you praise this morning, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name this morning. Bless your holy and righteous name this morning, God. Oh, God, come get glory for yourself, God. Let the train of your robe fill this temple, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God. These and all other blessings, God, in your son's precious name, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, 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 amen. Come on this morning, come on this morning. Hallelujah, come on this morning. Hallelujah, come on this morning. Amen. We lift your name on high this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God. Hallelujah. This morning, we're going to be blessed by our sister Leah Reed. Hallelujah. We are so happy she is with us. Oh, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. She brings that beautiful voice to us each morning and think it not robbery to visit us. And we just bless her holy name. I think her mic is all the way. Sister Helena, can you grab that mic for me, please? Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. This morning. Yeah, that's right. She can sing without that mic. Amen. 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 And following our sister Reed, the next voice you hear will be that of our pastor, Elder Jonathan Ford. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. God is so good and truly worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God. There's nobody like our Father. And so we continually praise him. We give him the glory and honor. Hallelujah. So just want to praise you. Hallelujah. Just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Oh, blessings and glory, blessings and glory, and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Oh, I just wanna praise you forever and ever and ever and ever, ever for all you've done for me. Oh, blessings and glory, blessings and glory, and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, oh, for blessing, blessing me. Oh, I just want to pray forever and ever and ever for all you've done. And they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, for blessing. Oh, forever, forever, and ever. For all you've done for me. Oh, blessings and glory and honor, they all belong. Oh, blessings and see me. Oh, I just want to praise you forever and ever for all you've done for me. Oh, blessings and glory and honor, they are. Blessings and glory and honor, they all. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to the Lord. Blessings and glory and honor, they all. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing, blessing me. Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Thank God for the Reed family. Thank God for them. Thank God for Sister Barbara, our worship leader this morning, getting the atmosphere ready for the Word of God. Thank God for you for being here, whether you're here in person or whether you're joining us online this Sunday. We do thank God for your presence. Let me start by expressing my appreciation to absolutely everyone for your participation on last Sunday in our first ever Soil to Sanctuary Farmers Market. What a tremendous success it was. We thank God for everyone because it was a team effort. Thank God for everyone who pitched in before, during, and even after, even in the days leading up to it. We thank God for everything that you gave as a contribution to the effort. You've been a blessing, as I said on last Sunday, to Black church gardens, Black farmers, and Black businesses here in West and Southwest Philadelphia. So again, just thank you all for your support and commitment. Continue to support our garden and its benefit to our community. Amen. Before we turn our attention to the Word of God, a couple things. One, I wanted to make sure that from our Wednesday night Bible study, we were talking on our relationship with God, God loving us and us loving God. And I promised a handout since I had so many scriptures that we were covering during our time. I just want to make sure now we did it electronically. Okay. So, but if you're not on our electronic distribution list or you didn't get it, we do have a couple of handouts, hard copy. So if anyone needed a handout from Wednesday night's Bible study, feel free to raise your hand, and our usher, Sister Margaret, will get you that. So I wanted to close the loop on that. That's from Wednesday night. And then secondly, I had a second handout prepared that also went out electronically. But again, if you did not get it, feel free to slip your hand up in the air. This, and this one is regarding the temples of the Bible. Okay. The temples of the Bible. I wanted to give it out on last Sunday, but with so much going on, I completely forgot about it. So I said, hey, the month's not over. I'm going to get it out. This is a wonderful study. If you would like to, it's a great way to get your arms around your Bible. But Haggai causes us to look at, or at least ask the question, what are the other temples of the Bible? And by the temples, we were referring to the temple of God for the people of Israel. Because in Haggai, the focus is on the temple that was rebuilt by Zerubbabel. But if you do a study on the temples of the Bibles, you'll find out that the first temple was actually called the Tabernacle, which was a mobile temple because it traveled with the Israelites for 40 years. There's also, they don't refer to it as a temple, but there's David's tent, where the Ark of the Covenant sat during the reign of David, before the coming of Solomon, who then built Solomon's temple, the most magnificent and most well-known. So we talked a little bit about that on last Sunday. Then obviously there's the rebuilt temple. That's Zerubbabel's temple, King Herod's temple. And it talks about the coming temples, talks about the temple, as we alluded to on last Sunday, that Ezekiel saw, the temple to be built and ruled in by Christ Jesus during the millennial reign. Talks about that. Then there's also the temple coming in Revelations. And so what a wonderful way. If you have the time and want to incorporate it into your devotional study, I really would encourage you to do a study on the temples of the Bible. They would bring a great deal of enlightenment to your understanding, not only of the Bible in totality, but of your, of our God as well. So I wanted to prepare that handout, give it to you. You have it now by hard copy. Those that are joining us virtually, again, if you're on our email distribution list, you would have received that as well. Okay. Just a few things to enhance your Bible study and knowledge of the Lord. Okay. Now, with that being said, let's continue our series through the book of Haggai. going to invite you to turn there with me. Again, we're in the Old Testament, the Minor Prophet, the book of Haggai, the second chapter, verses 10 through 19. I'm going to invite you to turn there with me. That's going to be our primary text. I'm going to add to the witness saying in the Old Testament out of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verses 20 through 22. Okay? So again, our primary text, again, back in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 10 through 19. Then I'm going to add to the witness out of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, 20 through 22. If you have those passages, I'm going to invite you to stand with me for the reading of God's word. The book of Haggai. For those of you with a non-electronic Bible, hopefully I bought you enough time to get there. Remember the trick I told you on last Sunday? If you can't find it, just act like you got it. Just go to Matthew and act like it's Haggai. Nobody else, they won't know. Haggai chapter 2, verse 10. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, now ask the priests concerning the law, saying, if one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches bread or stew, wine or oil, or any food, will it become holy?" Then the priest answered and said, "No." And Haggai said, "If one who is unclean because of a dead body touches any of these, will it be unclean?" And so the priest answered and said, "It shall be unclean." Then Haggai answered and said, "So is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean." And now carefully consider from this day forward, from before the stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days when one came to a heap of 20 ephahs, there were but 10. When one came to a wine vat to draw out 50 baths from the press, there were but 20. I struck you with blight and mildew and hail and all the labors of your hands, yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Consider this. Is the seed still in the barn? As yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not yielded their fruit. But from this day forward, I will bless you. Amen. Let's add to the witness out of 1 Samuel 15 and 20. Familiar passage. And Saul said to Samuel, "But I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me, brought back Agag, king of Amalek, and I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the plunder, the sheep, oxen, and the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal." So Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as he does in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. Amen. Just for a few moments, I just want to talk from the subject of remembering today's date. Remembering today's date. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed and holy is your name. We thank you for the privilege that we have to assemble ourselves once again into this place that bears your name, to this place that is filled by your Spirit, to this place where your word is proclaimed, to this place where the name of your Son is lifted high, to this place where we gather in your name. Thank you for filling our temple with your presence. Thank you for filling our ears with your word. Thank you for stirring us again by your Spirit. And even as in the days of Haggai the prophet, stir us again to obedience and good works. Give us a heart to obey all that the word of God commands, that in so doing we might bring glory, honor, and praise unto your name. So Holy Spirit, superintend our time together. Do what only you can do. Open our eyes. Give us ears to hear. Give us a heart and mind that is receptive to the oracles and principles of God. And in the process, cause us to be transformed, looking less like ourselves and conforming more and more to the image of Christ Jesus. This is our prayer. We ask it in Christ's name and for his sake and his sake alone. All of God's people say amen, amen, amen again. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. Remember today's date. Looking at verse 10, it says, on the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet. One of the things, when we started down this path at the beginning of the month, I told you I was going to be preaching throughout the book of Haggai. And I gave you a 12-minute assignment. That was to read through the book of Haggai. And in that 12 minutes, I probably padded it with 5 extra minutes. Haggai is only 2 chapters, and it reads relatively quickly. But one of the interesting things as you read the book of Haggai that jumps out to me when I look at it, maybe it jumps out to you too, is that Haggai is very specific in recording the dates of his messages. Okay? It's very specific. We have here, even in chapter 2, verse 10, on the 24th day of the ninth month in the second year of Darius. If you look throughout the 2 chapters contained in his prophetic writing, there are at least 4 or 5 references to specific dates, not a general time, not a season, but specific dates. Haggai 1:1, in the second year of King Darius, in the 6th month, on the 1st day of the month, the word of the Lord came to Haggai. Haggai 1:15, on the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of King Darius. Haggai, the 2nd chapter, verse 1, in the 7th month, on the 21st of the month. And he's just very specific. He's given specific dates at which he prophesied. He prophesied as the word of the Lord came to him. And so when I'm looking at him, man, that's unlike last week. I referenced the book of Ezekiel, and Ezekiel prophesies of a coming temple in the millennial reign, which is in the future. We don't know exactly when it will come, when it will happen. We know and we believe that it will, but we don't have an exact time, an exact date. But that's very different when juxtaposed to how Haggai probably gives specific dates, because these specific dates correspond with specific messages from God to his people. Okay? In our modern times and society, we might call those milestones or significant moments or turning points. Oh, I remember that, because on that day, that was the day this happened. I got job. Oh, I remember that day. That was the day I got my letter that I got accepted to this school. I remember that day. That's my wedding anniversary. We got married on that day, and we have all of these days and specific dates and times in our lives. And so in like manner, we should also be marking specific days in our spiritual life and in spiritual journey, right? Specific turning points when the word of the Lord came to us. The reality is, although we may preach to a collective body, all of us move along our walk and our relationship with Christ at different paces and at different times. You know, when the word of the Lord finds one, it may occur and find someone else at a different date and at a different time and in a different circumstances. The thing I love about God and his word is what? Is that it will find you. Okay? May not find you when it found me or when it found someone else, but the word of the Lord will find you. Amen? So here, Haggai is preaching, and so he, on another message, he says, here it is, and just to bring it forward, this, on this particular message, the fourth message of Haggai, it actually occurred 2 months after his previous message, and to bring this forward, this is on the 24th day of the month of Kislev, and that corresponds from the Jewish calendar to our calendar, as to be December 18th, 520 B.C., okay? So if you like interesting facts, then there you go. This particular message, Haggai talks, he begins by posing two questions. He poses two questions, and he says, thus says the Lord of hosts, if one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches anything, whether it be bread or stew, wine or oil, or any type of food, will it become holy? So the priest answered, knowing the law, and said, no. Just because the holy meat in the garment of the priest or the Levite carrying it touches anything, it doesn't make that whatever it touches holy. So they respond correctly and say no. And so Haggai asks another question. If one who is unclean, now not holy, but now unclean, because of a dead body touches any of these, will it be unclean? And so the priest answered and said, shall. Okay. The first question was intended to show that ceremonial cleanness cannot be transferred. Okay? While the second question showed that ceremonial uncleanness can be transferred. Okay? Simple concept. Cleanness, or what Haggai used here, holiness, the holy meat, cleanness, holiness, cannot be transferred, while ceremonial uncleanness can be. Even though the people had been bringing their offerings while neglecting the rebuilding of the temple, their offerings were all unacceptable to God. Okay? We've talked about this all through chapter 1. They come back to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. They start in good fashion, but because of external pressure, right, and because of a lack of internal focus, they soon stop building, right? For 16 years, the house of God lays in waste, okay, as they go on about their daily lives, right? But what Haggai is causing the people to remember is that during that 16-year hiatus, the people still offered burnt offerings and sacrifices. Even though the temple had not been rebuilt, they kept up their religious responsibilities and duties. Okay? Okay? Now remember, when we talked in chapter 1, all God asked them to do was to go back to Jerusalem and what? Rebuild his house. Right? They started out well, grew weary because of opposition, and they let his house go down while they began to focus on their own houses. But to their credit, it seems they continued to bring their offerings. They continued to offer the morning sacrifice and the evening sacrifice. They still continue to celebrate the feasts and the various festivals of the Jewish religion, although not in the temple because it had not been rebuilt, but they were at least keeping up with their customs. And now God stirs Haggai up and causes him to speak this message to the people to cause them to realize that in spite of their dutifulness, right, their sacrifices were unacceptable to God. You may not believe it, but I'm saying something, right? Their sin had caused their sacrifices to become contaminated and ineffectual. Okay? They were offering them, they were giving them, but God was not receiving them. Right? You ever mail something to somebody and you call them, hey, did you get it? I dropped it in the mail last Tuesday. No, I haven't got it. Right? That doesn't mean you didn't send it. You did send it, but it has not what? Been received. Why? Something in the middle, something along the way has what? Has gone awry. No shade on my man, Sean Kimball. Right? No shade on Brother North. No, none of our post office got no shade on nobody. It just ain't got here yet. Right? I did put it in the mail. I did have ample postage, even though they raised it again. But it still has not been received. Are you giving God something and he's not receiving it? It's the question of the day. Their good works and their offerings could not transmit cleanliness or holiness. Okay? If I stop there, that you got the sermon. Their good works, right? They were coming. They were offering the morning, evening sacrifice. They were keeping the feast. Their offerings, they were bringing their tithes, right? They were doing it. But it could not transmit cleanliness or holiness. In other words, get this, this is the sermon, sin is contagious, but righteousness is not. There it is. I'm not Baptist, but I will repeat it. Sin is contagious, but righteousness is not. If you set your heart and mind to do evil, you can get any number of people to join you for the party. I mean, there'll be no shortage, you know what I mean, of folks in your entourage when you set your heart to do evil. Folks will just gravitate to you. Yeah, I'm with that. Let's do that. Right? But when it comes to living righteous, comes to living holy, right? Dr. Taylor used to say this all the time. She said, on the road to holiness, you'll find a traveler, what, every now? Then. The Bible said, what, the broad road, on the other hand, is what? Crowded. You want to do either the broad, go down Broad Street, it's packed. You can't even get on, bro, because folks are drawn to it. Why? Because sin is contagious. But to take a stand for Christ and to live holy, to live right, you find a traveler every now and then. Why? Because holiness is not contagious. Just because your mother or your father was a pastor, that doesn't make you holy. Just because grandmama prayed, doesn't mean you pray. You follow what I'm saying? This is the word of God. The word of God tells us to what? Work out our own soul salvation. Because after death comes what? The judgment. And we all must give an account for ourselves. So now, looking at verse 15, it says, God says, now, I want you to consider something. He says, from this day forward, from this day forward, from before the stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord. He said, even before you, the day you laid the foundation of the temple. So from this day. And since those days, when one came to a heap of 20 ephahs, they only found 10. And he said, when one came to the wine vat to draw out 50 baths from the wine press, they only got 20. I struck you with blight, mildew, and hail, and all the labors of your hands. Yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord. Okay? So because of your disobedience, and we talked about this, right, all of chapter 1, instead of God working for you, God began to work against them. All because they failed or quit obeying the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord was simple. Zerubbabel, Joshua, rebuild the house of the Lord. Right? That was, and he said, if you do that, he said, then I'll get glory. And I'll get glory not out of the temple that you built, because it won't be spectacular like Solomon's temple, but I will get glory out of your obedience to what I have asked. And so he says here, struck you, blight, mildew, all your labors. He said, in spite of that, you would not turn. Verse 18, he says, now consider this day forward. Here it is. Remember today's date, the 24th day, the ninth month, from the day that the foundations of the Lord's temple was laid. He said, is the seed still in the barn? And as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree, even though they have not yielded their fruit. But from this day, I will bless you. Right? He said, because of your disobedience, I worked against you. But now because of your repentance, right? He said, now I'm going to start working for you. The Lord called the people to again consider their situation prior to the resumption of rebuilding the temple. In those days, the farmer found less than expected based on those metrics that were given with the ephahs and the vats of wine. It is estimated that farmers during that period when they came to the harvest, they had lost 50 to 60% of the expected harvest. Based on what they had planted, based on what they had put in operation from the olive trees and what they were expecting to get in the harvest, they received 50 to 60% less than what they had planted, right? God is saying, that's because I worked against you. I didn't bless your soil. I didn't bless what you had planted. Why? Because of your disobedience. But God says, now, because you have returned to my commandment and now have begun to build back the temple of God, Haggai tells him, he says, look, remember today's date. This is a milestone in your life. The day you recommitted your life, the day you came from a backslidden state, the day you came out of sin and gave your life to Christ, our God made a promise. And he said, from this day going forward, he said, I will bless you. Right? And why does the God bless the people of Israel? He blesses them even as he will bless you and I. Why? Because the witness tells us that what? Obedience is better than any. God rewards obedience and faithfulness. They were doing churchy stuff, but it wasn't garnering any holiness or enhancing their relationship with God. God would say, I would rather you not do that stuff and commit yourself to doing what I have asked you to do. God said, for a season, you let it go to waste. But now, because of the word of Haggai the prophet, because he stirred your ears, because he stirred your spirit, and now you have gone back to your first love and said, I will no longer neglect the things of God, but now I am going to recommit myself, recommit my family, recommit my ways to the things of the Lord. Here is the promise to you today. God said, beginning today. Mark it down. Write it down. October 23rd. Mark it in your calendar. That's the day in my life things started turning around. Right? I don't know who the word of the Lord is for. Right? Right? My job, I'm like Haggai. I'm here to just preach the message. This is what God said. Whoever can receive it, whoever can believe in it, he told me to tell you, remember today's date. Mark it down. Put it in your calendar. Put it on your phone. This was the day that things in my life began to turn around. They began to turn around because God, by his spirit, turned me around. And no longer did I seek my own ways. No longer did I seek my own righteousness. But when I heard the word of the Lord, I returned to the commandments of God. I began to live according to his word. And I began to put my hands to the plow that he had assigned to me. And little by little, I noticed increase in my barns. Little by little, God began to turn what I had chalked up as situations that would simply never get better. But the day the Lord turned my heart around, little by little, good news started stacking up. My situation started looking better instead of looking worse. And as the house of the Lord went up, I began to notice that also my house began to go up. As I began to bless the Lord, I began to notice that the Lord started blessing me. Little by little, inch by inch, day by day, God began to turn my situation around. And I remember the day it happened. Oh yeah, I remember that Sunday. It wasn't hardly anybody in church but me and Jesus. But on that day, he began to turn it around. He began to turn me around. He began to turn my problems around. He began to turn my situation around. And even though I was unclean by his blood, he made me holy. He washed me. He cleansed me. Gave me a robe dressed in white. And now I am holy before God. Not because of good deeds, not because of good works, but because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's the day. That's when it changed in my life. That's when things turned around for me. The day I gave my life back to Christ. Change. We have a merciful God. For their years of disobedience and for our years of disobedience. Look at somebody and say, you're not getting away. Right? Right? The Bible says what all have sinned. Right? And come short of the glory of God. But thanks be unto our Lord, we have a merciful God. Touch somebody and say, we have a merciful God. The Psalms 25 and 10 says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies, right? Tell somebody, thank God we have a merciful God. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. For some of us, it's been more than 16 years, right? Right? But yet God's been merciful. He says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, and mercy and truth go before your face. Psalms 145 and 8 say, the Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Are we not the handiwork of God? And are we not witnesses that God's mercy has been good to us? And so the clarion call comes for us today. In spite of all that we did last Sunday, all of the good we did, my inbox is filled with, they keep coming in. Pastor, whatever y'all did last Sunday was great. Great. Oh, it was just fantastic. This happened. All that stuff. Yeah, it's wonderful, but it won't make me right with God. Right? That won't move us up the ladder in terms of righteousness and holiness. The only thing that matters to God is our obedience to his word. Right? So the prophet Samuel tells us, obedience is better than sacrifice. Shall we all stand? And so I offer this to you today. Even at Haggai, inquired of the people to consider their ways. So I, as your pastor, challenge you to consider your ways. Have you stopped building a house for God? Have you these last weeks, these last months, these last few years been focused more on building your house, your career, your family, your business? Have you forsaken the house of God? Have you forsaken what God has asked you to build for him? The challenge is today, begin rebuilding for God. Get back to what He has called and challenged you to do. He told me to tell you, if you recommit to me, God said He'll recommit to you. God told me to tell you, if you get back to building His house, He'll get back to building your house. If you recommit your ways unto the Lord, God said, I'll turn my face towards you again. And instead of your harvest coming up short, instead of your harvest coming up empty, God said, I promise you to have more than enough. He said, I'll send blessings pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Just try me. Take me at my word. God says, put me through the test. I'll prove to you that I'm faithful. I'll prove to you that I'm merciful. I'll prove to you that I'll bless you. I will Zerubbabel. I will Joshua. I will remnant of Israel. I'll prove it. I'll prove it. God says, try me and see. See, won't I do a miracle in your life? God said, if you recommit today, God said, I'll go to work right now. I'll start turning things around in your life right now. Just like Haggai told the people, mark the day. Remember today. Remember October 23rd. That was the Sunday. That was the message. Wasn't anything great. Wasn't anything bad. But the Lord started turning me around. God started turning my situation. All because the word of the Lord found me out. And how grateful I am to know that the eyes of the Lord are upon me now. Father in heaven, we lift our hands, we lift our hearts towards the holy mount of God. God, stir us once again with and by and through your word, that we may recommit to building a house for God. Recommit to what you have laid charge to our hands. Help us to be obedient. Help us to be faithful. Help us to endure to the end. Help us not to become weary in well-doing, but to take you at your word, knowing that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God, strengthen the feeble. Give might to those that have become weak. Cause us, Lord, to run and not be weary. Help us to walk and not faint. Help us to mount up with wings of an eagle. Help us to move under the anointing of our God. And so, Lord, this Sunday we thank you for the backslider. We thank you for the sinner. We thank you for those that do not know your Son. Because today, the word of the Lord has gone forth. Today, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Today, God, by your name, according to your word, you're turning it around. You're turning the people around. Hallelujah. Turning our city around. Hallelujah to God. Turning our community around. Hallelujah to God. The prayers of the righteous, they do avail much. Hallelujah to God. Oh, Lord, we glory to God. Hallelujah. We trust you today. We believe you today, God. We commit our way unto you. We shall build a house unto God. So this is our request. In the name of your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, even as you stirred the people of Zerubbabel's day, stir us again, God. to obey your word, to walk and follow after your statutes. Help us to lift up holy hands without wrath everywhere. Give us the courage to speak the truth at all times. Cause us to be both light and salt in this world, that people may see your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, and we ask it in his name and for his glory and his glory alone. All of God's people say amen. Amen. Come on, give him your best praise. Your best, your best, your best. Give him your best praise. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you, Taylor.
Bless his name. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless his holy name. Yes. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. If the word today tweaks something in your heart and you'd like to know our Lord and Savior today, if you'd like to remember today's date, I ask you to repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and I'm a wretch undone. Your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my Savior. He rose again in 3 days with all power in the palm of his hand. I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. If you prayed that simple prayer, Lord, forgive my sins. If you prayed that simple prayer, we believe that you have been born again. We ask you to contact us via TaylorTabernacle.com. And let us know that. Let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and that you remember today's date. Amen. And someone from this ministry will reach out to you and we will help you on your journey, on your brand new journey with our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're transitioning into our time of giving. It is offering time. I've got one person. What in the world? It is offering time in the tabernacle. There you go. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Hey, you can give. We have a whole bunch of ways. We even have new ways today that you can give in the tabernacle. Amen. It's no longer three. It's five now, I believe. Amen. Amen. So first, you can give via text, text Taylor 61 to the phone number 73256. You will receive a link on how to give to the tabernacle. You may visit our website, taylortabernacle.com/giving, and follow those instructions. As always, you may give via U.S. mail. Brother Sean, make sure it gets to us. Amen. Amen. It's Pick on Brother Sean Day. Amen. But he's always a good sport. Amen. You can give via U.S. mail, send a check or money order. Please do not send cash through the U.S. mail. You can do that to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. Hey, and here are two new ways to give. You can give via Venmo and Cash App. Woo! I'm sorry. That's exciting to me. Amen. Amen. For Venmo at Taylor Tabernacle, you need to do the slash in the middle. Does anybody know? Venmo hyphen Taylor Tabernacle hyphen 6309. Or you may use Cash App $ Taylor Tabernacle. Amen. All right, y'all. I bugged them enough for Venmo and Cash App. So use those now. Don't make a storyteller out of me. I told them people wanted to use it. So let's do that. Amen. And if you're giving today in our sanctuary, you may do it via, on my right hand here, via the basket at the doorway, one for our speaker, our pastor, and the other for tithes or offering. Amen. Amen. Next will be our offering by our Deacon Todd McCoy, and following that, benediction by our pastor. Amen.
Good morning. Hello, good morning. Can everybody hear me? Amen. Amen. I know the mic's on. Everybody hear me? Amen. Amen. Let me go through our announcements. First and foremost, the pastor and the leadership team want to thank y'all for joining us this day. Amen. Our live stream service with Facebook and YouTube Live will continue. So remember to hit on YouTube. You can hit the subscribe button or the follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date and you're able to watch these sermons. Amen. Amen. And if you decide to join us in person, and there are several people here today, you're feeling under the weather, and we know they keep saying you got to watch out because we're coming towards where things are going to be enclosed. You're under the weather, please stay at home and enjoy on Facebook and YouTube. Amen. But otherwise, come on out. Everybody's here is masked up, except for the people that are up here, and enjoy the Lord together. Amen. 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 Next, I'll come to this. I'm going to do this first. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'm sure you've seen some of the pink things, but notice this. Women and men, please check yourself and get your annual mammogram. More black women die from breast cancer than any other form of cancer. 2 to 3 of every 100,000 black men will get breast cancer. It's a 52% higher rate than other ethnicities. So it's important to check. And just one thing I'll say, someone I know back in 1990, or was it 91, she was diagnosed. Was caught early. She went through chemotherapy. And my mama turned 79 this year. So catch it early. Catch it early. And the Lord will what? Bring us through. Amen? Amen. Amen. I'll do this announcement. I'm going to come to the last one in November. But we have here, I'm going to give you the website information first. Register at harrisburg.temple.edu/hoot. That's H-O-O-T. And what this is something that Temple is sponsoring, an event for the youth. I don't know if it's popping up on the screen, but I know we have handouts here. Where we're going to have the young folks out. If you register, you have family, your kids, nephews, nieces, grandchildren, whatever. Bring them out, register. They're going to have things such as plant identification walk, outdoor survival skills, introduction to citizen science at our field station, greenhouse tour. And there'll be more details if you go to the website. It will start at Temple University, the Ambler campus, which is 580 Meeting House Road, Ambler, PA, and it's on Saturday, November 5th. Amen? Amen. And one of the things that we don't have is this traditional summer camp that we used to have. Well, you learned some of this stuff. We're not all super survivalists, but we learned about nature and riding horses and what plants to stay away from, what plants not to touch, and definitely what not to eat. Amen? Amen. So let's sign folks up for that. Now, last thing, or no, two more things. November 6th is our Holy Communion. Amen. So that is, I think it's 2 weeks, right? Given today's date. Amen. On November 8th, Pennsylvanians will make their way to polling places to decide the governor's race and U.S. Senate race as part of Election Day 2022. Voters will also have the opportunity to elect representatives and senators to the state's General Assembly, along with new candidates for mayor. To help you prepare for Election Day 2022 in Pennsylvania, here's some important information. Amen. So we know Tuesday, November 8th is the day. The polls open in Pennsylvania at 7 a.m. and close at 8. As long as you're in line to vote by 8 p.m., you are entitled to cast a ballot. What do you need to do? Please go out and cast your vote. If you haven't figured it out by now, your vote matters. Amen? Not telling you who to vote for, but you need to vote. Amen? Learn about the candidates. Learn about the policies. Learn about the positions. Learn about how it affects our lives. And then one thing that's not in here, which I will remind you of, because it's in the scripture, pray.
for our leaders, for those who are in government, so that they will make righteous decisions based on the Lord, not on the things they've been making them on up to date. Amen? Amen. Last thing, I should have said it earlier, thought I did. Wednesday night Bible and prayer service at 7 p.m. Amen. Amen. Let's make sure we sign in and listen to the lessons our pastor has been preaching. Okay? With that, I'm going to call our pastor back out again to give our benediction. Amen.
Shall we all stand? God bless you, Taylor. Thank you for being another faithful audience once again. Thank you for your attentiveness, not to me, but so much to the Word of God. It is definitely time for us to give more earnest heed to the things we hear out of the Word of God. Shall we look to the Lord? Father in heaven, we thank you. We praise you. We bless your name. Father, as we depart this place, we pray that we not depart from your presence. Father, as we close out today's time of worship, remember our brother Norm today. Remember the Lyons family. You declared in your word that healing is the children's bread. So we only ask for that which you have promised. Touch his body, strengthen him, and raise him up. Remember all of those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies and in their minds. And today, Lord, begin turning it around. We commit these things by prayer unto you, and we ask them in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Taylor.